This warm weather continues, Tanya. An unseasonably warm and dry winter we've been having so far. I was walking the dog with Ben the other day, and he's just like, Daddy, is it spring yet? So I'm like, well, technically no, but it kind of feels like it, doesn't it? Even if we do have a cold snap at some point, I mean, spring is really just around the corner. It's not going to last.
I have this like overwhelming, imposing sense of dread that it's going to hit us real hard again because it's so nice.
Yeah.
It's got to balance out in the karmic universe of weather. One thing I am hoping for, precipitation. I think some spring snow would be really awesome. First of all, it's really gross out there. It's really dusty and sandy and gravelly because we don't even start street sweeping until April. That would be great for this local ski hills to have some more snow.
I think this has been a better season than last season, which was absolutely brutal. And I mean, they have been getting fresh powder, which is good. But we haven't had a significant snow event other than the one in November where we had that big dump there.
That's the last of the melt right now, is that one event.
We should be saying melt freeze, actually. I don't know if you tried walking on any pathways right now. It is super icy in some areas.
The icy trails of death, as I call them.
Yeah.
I did get a pair of winter tracks for this year.
Oh, nice.
Which really help. We have a really great cartoon in this week's Outlook that sort of reflects what's happening on the trails and the iciness. But another thing that comes to my mind is I find it confusing to me that the weather's so nice in February. What about the animals that are hibernating?
Yeah, no kidding.
And the plants. Like, I think things are going to start to grow this week. Does that totally mess with our growing schedule later?
According to the article in the Outlook this week, it's all about El Nino this year once again. Another one of those funky weather cycles that's blowing through the Bow Valley, making things crazy warm.
It's a nice reprieve from the winter doldrums because February can be one of those times where we as Canadians in a lack of sunlight really tests our patience. But the next thing on my mind is the Cross Country World Cup.
March 8th through 12th.
Yeah, we need snow.
Fortunately, they have good snowmaking abilities up at the Canmore Nordic Centre.
Well, it's not as bad as some other places. I hear at the Alberta Winter Games that the competitors in biathlon didn't actually ski, they ran the course because there was no snow.
Yeah, and I think they had to cancel some of the classic cross-country races just because of the poor snow conditions there. So, you're right, it could be a lot worse.